Lots of good stuff coming up, so be sure to stay tuned for the good stuff. Kim's got some great things for you today. We should call it the Great Stuff program today.
Oh, yeah. No kidding.
Just want to remind you about finding the hidden gems of the Sandhills. You start by going to visitvalentine.org. Check things out. 50 fun things to do. One of those would be 76 miles of free flowing water on the Niobrara Scenic River, ranked as one of the nation's best canoeing rivers, designated as a National Scenic River in 1991, so it's in its 35th year. Spring-fed tributaries provide the river with reliable water levels year-round. Tens of thousands of annual floaters. Want a quiet float? Try to come in the spring or fall, or check things out in the middle of the week. The scenic Niobrara River, right here at Valentine, Nebraska. And the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to come on down.
Mike?
Yes?
What do you call a fossil that just lies there?
Old, tired, worn out.
Lazy bones.
Oh.
Thank you so much to Carrie and everybody at the Valentine Public Library. When God created fathers, because guess what's coming up Sunday?
Father's Day.
That's right. When the good Lord was creating fathers, he started with a tall frame, and a female angel nearby said, "What kind of father is that? If you're going to make children so close to the ground, why have you put fathers up so high? He won't be able to shoot marbles without kneeling, tuck a child in bed without bending, or even kiss a child without a lot of stooping." And God smiled and said, "Yes, but if I make him child size, who would children have to look up to?" And when God made a father's hand, they were large and sinewy. And the angel shook her head sadly and said, "Do you know what you're doing? Large hands are clumsy. They can't manage diaper pins, small buttons, rubber bands on ponytails, or even remove splinters caused by baseball bats." And God smiled and said, "I know, but they're large enough to hold everything a small boy empties from his pockets at the end of the day, yet small enough to cup a child's face in his hands." And then God molded long, slim legs and broad shoulders, and the angel nearly had a heart attack. "Boy, this is the end of the week, all right," she clucked. "Do you realize you just made a father without a lap? How is he going to pull a child close to him without the child falling between his legs?" And God smiled and said, "A mother needs a lap. A father needs strong shoulders to pull a sled, balance a boy on a bicycle, and hold a sleepy head on the way home from the circus." God was in the middle of creating two of the largest feet anyone had ever seen when the angel could contain herself no longer. "That's not fair. Do you honestly think those big boats are going to dig out of bed early in the morning when the baby cries? Or walk through a small birthday party without crushing at least three of the guests?" And God smiled and said, "They'll work. You'll see. They'll support a small child who wants to ride a horse to Banbury Cross. Or scare off mice at the summer cabin. Or display shoes that will be a challenge to fill." God worked throughout the night, giving the father few words but a firm, authoritative voice. Eyes that saw everything but remained calm and tolerant. Finally, almost as an afterthought, he added tears. Then he turned to the angel and said, "Now are you satisfied that he can love as much as a mother?" The angel shutteth up. Children's children are the crown of old men, and the glory of children is their father. From Proverbs 17:7, that's the classic Irma Bombeck.
Oh, that's a good one, Kim. And I have just a few more of those. You might live in our neck of the woods if you know all four seasons. Almost winter, winter, still winter, and road construction. And you might live in our neck of the woods if you can identify a southern or eastern accent, or if you consider Bismarck exotic. And a couple more of those to kind of wind things up. Then I'm going to be done with those.
Okay.
While,
so. We'll let you do a few more.
All right. So if a brat is something you eat.
Very good. Very good.
And finally, if finding your misplaced car keys involves looking in the ignition, then you know you live in our neck of the woods.
Tri-State Livestock News. You know, they're from our neck of the woods, and they're your trusted source for all things agriculture. They provide the latest news and updates in the industry, and it's accurate and valid. Tri-State Livestock News is what ranchers read. They're dedicated to making your ranching life simpler and more prosperous. Now, if that doesn't sound fun, I don't know what does. Go to TSLN.com.
And thanks for listening to The Good Stuff.